Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 9. Happy Wednesday, everybody, March 30th. I'm your host here. My name's Chris, producer of The New and The Used. I just want to remind you, you can find Pickles and Beats on all your platforms that you like to listen to podcasts, whether that's Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music. It's, you know, if you look out there, you can find us. And then on any of your major social media platforms, whether that, again, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, across the board, just look up Pickles and Beats. Hope everybody's been doing good and getting through your week okay. Coming up here on the end of March, if you got kids, maybe you're finishing out spring break, maybe you're in the middle of spring break, if you're are one of those kiddos. If you're one of those people that's, you know, on spring break or getting off spring break, I hope that it was going well for you and has gone well, and you know the weather is changing in your area. Spring is around the corner, or is officially, I guess it's hit already on the calendar, but the weather maybe isn't cooperating quite yet for everybody. But I just want to say a big hello to everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're, like I said, your week is going well and you're looking forward to tomorrow or today, depending on when you're checking this out. You know, I'm enjoying this kind of new format here of these kind of short, you know, consumable podcasts, just popping through music and giving it a listen and, you know, appreciating it. I think that's the biggest thing. It's just appreciating it, pointing out things that I loved about it. A lot of these tracks, again, are tracks that I kind of was sifting through and just not really listening fully, just kind of checking out little snippets and going, oh, I like this vibe here, I'll throw it on. And then with the intent of coming to the podcast, listen to it fully. So just kind of having some fun with it, you know. But, you know, last podcast, we had a lot of different artists from a wide variety of different places. And, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing along this time here. And it kind of happened that way. And, you know, the first person, you know, the first producer, I guess, that we're going to have on here is actually somebody that was on the last one. It wasn't intended that way, but just kind of the way the cookie crumbled here and fell together. It was Slow Loris. We got to hear a track last podcast on Monday from Slow Loris and Xander, and today this one's going to be just a soul work by Slow Loris, and the track is called Pier. So we're going to go ahead and give that a listen and talk about it on the other side. But once again, you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 9, and it's Wednesday, March 30th. Hope you all appreciate. Here we go, Slow Loris with Pier. Thank you. welcome back again to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Once again, that was Slow Loris with the track Pier. And, you know, didn't write a lot on this track, just kind of was sitting here enjoying the vibe, vibing out a little bit. I think the thing that stands out to me the most, without a doubt, that kind of drew me in was kind of the bouncy bass. I like that bass, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm going to always throw in these wonders, but wondering again if that's a MIDI bass. Or if that's a real bass, because it sounded pretty good, nice and clean, full. But the at first I thought it was some strings on there, but it's kind of a flanger guitar or flanged guitar. So again, I would love to look in more here on Slow Loris's kind of background. And I'm guessing here that they're a guitar player dominantly. Because pretty cool stuff, but kind of definitely have the heavy lo-fi kind of muffled behind the beats, more prominent than the kind of chords and changes that are happening. It's more just kind of a loop, but I like the vibe. It caught my attention without a doubt. So we're gonna move on here to another artist that I actually haven't had on the podcast before. This is No Spirit, and the track is called Waiting for the Sun. So let's dive in. Back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 9. That there was No Spirit, and the track was called Waiting for the Sun. And again, not a lot going on as far as other things happening in there, but the vibe itself I was a huge fan of. The finger picking guitar at the beginning kind of just set up the scene to just fall into this soaking pool of, kind of a happy vibe. I wrote down hi-hat because I thought the hi-hat was probably my favorite part of the drums. Really clean sounding, authentic sounding, almost like you were actually playing it. So I thought you did a great job on the hi-hats for sure. And then the, when the piano came in later on, it was kind of unexpected, not what I was expecting to hear come in, to kind of switch up the feeling a little bit. And just brought out this real kind of happy, atmospheric, again, just overall happy vibe. This waterfall piano falling down was just a welcome sound to the ears there. I really enjoyed it overall. Great track. Liked it a lot. So, No Spirit, Waiting for the Sun. We're going to follow this up with a track by Chief called Message in a Bottle. Here we go. Thank you. Chief with the message in a bottle right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. Once again, I'm your host. My name's Chris, producer name, the new and the used. You can find me on all major platforms, but you can also find the Pickles and Beats podcast on all your major platforms or go directly to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to see the homepage, and you can send messages. You can leave a voicemail. You interact with the show, check out poll questions and more. So appreciate any and all joining in on the podcast. It just makes it more of a community event, so appreciate you. Man, what is there not to say about this track? I love the beat overall. The piano plus the beat equals yes is what I wrote down here. I'm doing some math. So that piano, laid back piano vibe, and the kind of J Dilla kind of drunken rushed, or I'm sorry, behind the beat snare with the rushed kick, overall I just like it a lot. Great vibe. I wrote down morning stuff, something I would use in the morning here to kind of be bouncing around the room as I'm getting ready. Not too overpowering to like, oh man, I'm just not ready for this energy, but enough energy to get you going. So I love the light touch, you know, with the little vocal sample in there and a little bit of saxophone or horns that are going on at the same time. I'm just a big fan. So great job. Big fan of Chief overall. So Chief, if you're out there listening, I'm a big fan. So I want to go on to the next track here. Next track I have on the list is a track called No Secrets, and it's from an artist called Dry Hope, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast, and we'll break it down after that. Thank you. Dry Hope with No Secrets right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Again, I think these last two tracks were on my radar just when I was listening because of the beat. Without a doubt, it reminds me so much of like a J Dilla beat. They got a lot of J Dilla influence. I have no doubt if I was to sit down and talk to a Dry Hope or No Spirit, or Chief, I'm sorry, not No Spirit, Chief. I think they'd probably say that Dilla is a big influence on them, like a lot of producers. But, you know, just if you listen to some of those batches that have been released from Dilla's camp, I'm assuming there are a lot of those old beat tapes that they just decided to release. But they don't have really any names to the tracks. They just got numbers. And they just say batch one, batch two, batch three. This track reminds me of something that probably could have came off one of those batches, without a doubt. You know, really light height strings on there at the beginning, especially throughout the first quarter of the track. I feel like it fills a lot of space and gives a lot of really cool atmosphere and ambiance. So I love that stuff. I love doing that in my own productions. But great snare. Love the snare. I'm curious if he gets that snare something, you know, you produced yourself, made your snare on that track in particular, or is that something that came out of a pack somewhere? Just curious. I'd love to learn more production all the time. And so, yeah. Love it. So, once again, that was, my bad. Once again, that was Dry Hope with No Secrets. We're going to follow this up here, last track on today's podcast, with a track called Carried Away, and this is going to be a collaboration track. All these tracks so far have all been solo works, and this last one here is a collaboration track. It's a track by Gustaf, G-O-O-S-E-T-A-F, so Gustaf, The Field Tapes, and Francis. And they're working together on it. It's called Carried Away. And we'll talk about it and break it down on the way out of the podcast. But here we go. Right here on the Pickles and Beats podcast. This is episode number 9. And getting you through hump day. Let's check it out. Gustaf, The Field Tapes, and Francis together on a track called Carried Away. I'm kind of repeating this should have almost had a theme on this one, but the drums and the bass and guitar, which is the majority of this track, is really what stood out to me. Anytime guitar players, so there's guitar players that I play with in real life in like the jazz world or jazz funk soul world, or even the beats that I listen to, when I hear guitars play the melody within their chords, it's just like done, melt into it. I love it. It's so great. And then also a trick that I love whenever I'm writing something, producing something, but to break it down and have the bass play the melody or double the melody, run parallel to it. And this track did that. And it stuck out to me when I first was flipping through the track, not really listening to it, just kind of like glancing through it. And then when I actually got to come back and listen, I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. So that stuck out to me right away, and I thought it was fantastic. So I thought they did a really great job. All of our producers here today stuck out to me, and I loved it. So, you know, I'm going to be biased on some of this stuff, but it's all this lo-fi feel. Every episode is going to have something slightly different. These last couple episodes and probably the next few are going to stick to a lot of the lo-fi chill hop vibe. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. I definitely have a Dilla podcast on the way soon, and you know, I'm going to be highlighting a lot of different things in lo-fi. So if you have your own feelings or preferences, or like, man, I really wish you did an episode about like lo-fi reggae or lo-fi rock, or I would love to dive in and do one for you. So, but right now I'm kind of just going down different rabbit holes that I'm interested in listening to and playing. So I hope you appreciate, and you know, anybody that's coming for the first time, I appreciate you so much. If you're coming again for a second, third, fourth, or this might be the ninth time, I really appreciate you so much. And you know, any liking, sharing, following does help me so much. And same thing, giving any kind of reviews on the podcasts on your favorite platforms, that gives me, again, helps me get seen and listened to more often. And you know, I'd love to do this on a regular basis and keep it consistent. So once again, my name is Chris. I am the producer of The New and the Used. You can find me on all major platforms as The New and the Used, as well as the podcast you're listening to right now, Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. It's on every platform, as well as all of our social media platforms. But you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to check out the website for the podcast and see all those social media links to go to your favorite place. So thank you so much for everything you're doing out there. I hope you're having an awesome Wednesday and finish out your week strong, and I'll see you on Friday, or hopefully you'll be listening to me on Friday. Thank you so much. Have a safe lo-fi kind of day. Later.